USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has released a short video from his hospital.
We're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street.
He briefly emerged from Walter Reed Medical Center wearing a mask. He took a quick ride in an SUV and waved to his supporters outside. He then returned back to his hospital room. Physicians are now clarifying the president's status and recovery. The doctors evaded some questions on Saturday, and they're now facing heavy criticism. Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly now says he had administered supplemental oxygen to the president on Friday. He declined to acknowledge that on Saturday. He says he was just trying to reflect an upbeat attitude.
You know, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
New York City has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases and is now reimposing some restrictions. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It pains me to be putting forward this approach that we'll need, but in some parts of our city, in Brooklyn and Queens, we're having an extraordinary problem, something we haven't seen since the spring.
While President Trump battles COVID-19 in the hospital, there are questions about the Supreme Court nominee and the vice presidential debate next week. Biden deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield was on ABC's This Week.
We have every expectation that the debate commission take all necessary precautions to ensure that everybody who attends the debate is safe. Obviously, that includes distancing. That includes a requirement on masks. So we have every expectation that they will do that, provided that all of those expectations are met. Yes, absolutely. We look forward to any opportunity for Senator Harris and for Joe Biden to make their case directly to the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Senate will not meet in person until at least October 19th, after three senators tested positive for COVID-19. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now saying the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin October 12th as scheduled. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling that a big mistake.
The idea of having virtual hearings where no one is with the witness for the highest court in the land for a life appointment that would have such effect on people's lives makes no sense. A virtual hearing is virtually no hearing at all.
One senator disagrees, Tom Cotton, on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has conducted 20 hearings this year that have either been in part or in whole virtual. Many Senate Democrats who are now saying we couldn't possibly do a virtual hearing were demanding throughout this year, going back to March, that all committees be conducted over Zoom or WebEx or some other kind of virtual hearing.
Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Mike Lee of Utah, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin are the senators who recently tested positive for COVID-19. Also, New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton has tested positive for the virus. The NFL said in a statement that the Patriots-Kansas City Chiefs game is postponed. The NFL said it will increase coronavirus testing after seven Tennessee Titan players tested positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.